Oi. Classic boy, what's up? Marcus, let's do Marcus. Then we approach the moment because Baruch Hu commands Klal Yisrael. The first mitzvah of the Torah. Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis already tells us this mitzvah should have been the Haskalas HaTorah. This mitzvah should have been started the Torah with the mitzvah, the first mitzvah for the purpose of Torah is Lahoira, is to teach. And instead, we waited to give us the background of the Derech Eretz Shekodma LaTorah. So the Torah HaKdoshah began with the stories of Avraham Yitzchak Yankiv, the stories of the Shvatim, teach us the Derech Eretz, teach us Tanhoga Toiva, how a person is supposed to act. But now we're ready for the mitzvahs. And the question can be asked, why Dafka in Mitzrayim? Why Dafka at this interval in time did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzava Klal Yisrael on the first mitzvah of the Torah? The Chayra, obviously, the mitzvahs that are Nogaya later, they had to do Redu Mitzrayim, that we understand. But the first mitzvah of the Torah, Chodesh Hazeh Alochem, Reish Chodoshim, the mitzvah of Reish Chodesh, Mekadosh Levane, why Dafke in Mitzrayim? Other mitzvahs weren't given in Mitzrayim. What's wait for Matan Torah? Ka'avdum li al ha'arazeh. He will serve me on this mountain, Moshe Rabbeinu. He will take Klal Yisrael from bondage. He will bring them to Har Sinai to accept the Torah. And there they will mitzvah in the mitzvahs at Torah. And yet, Hashem finds it necessary to teach them and to give them the first mitzvah of the Torah in Mitzrayim itself. Haloi dover hu. It has to be understood. Secondly, it has to be understood is why is this the first mitzvah of the Torah? Because Baruch Hu introducing them into mitzvahs. He wants to show them and teach them. There's going to be 613 of these mitzvahs. There's going to be a whole list. A new introduction into a new Mahalach HaChayim called Mitzvahs Tzivuyim. Why is the first mitzvah of the Torah given to Achodesh as Elocha and Reish Chodoshim? Two questions. Why in Mitzrayim? And why this mitzvah? More so, we have to understand another concept that we see in the parasha. And this concept, the Etzem, follows us throughout our history, throughout our connection to this mitzvah called Pesach. The mitzvah of Pesach has an interesting fact to it, that there are so many different mitzvahs on the night of Pesach. So many different mitzvahs that were given in Mitzrayim at that moment. And we could say a posh pshat why that was, because Klal Yisrael needed the schusim of the mitzvahs maybe to be nigal. But it's full of mitzvahs. The going once made a cheshbon, the night of Pesach, there's 64 different mitzvahs. But there are bonons. And the rice is matzah, or the rabbonon, the al-koisos, and sibu yitzhiyas mitzrayim, yitzhiyasudayim, eat suda space, everything, rabbi say mitzvahs and mithalel, because I'm Muslim, and you can just go on and on, so many mitzvahs, rabbi say, so many mitzvahs. There was a certain mahalach that, for different shmuz. Tonight I want to discuss it in a different context. And the last question, on both sides. The last question, as we see the focal point, the focal point of the whole Yisoid of Pesach, the Inyan of Chometz. Chometz u'matzah. So many different lavim given on the Inyan of Chometz. The Torah discusses not having a morsel of Chometz in the house. Why? Because when Klal Yisrael left Egypt, when we went out from Egypt, the bread didn't have time to chometz, to become chometz. Kiloi, right, didn't have time. Kiloi hispik b'tzeikem, the botek, the bread, the dough didn't have time to rise. And because the dough didn't have time to rise, therefore, every Pesach, make sure there's no chometz in the house. The ikke echin of achilas matzah beikke is because lo hitzpik b'tzeikom, that we didn't have time to ride and we don't want to eat chometz. Rather, the mitzvah says to eat matzah. But the yisoid is chometz on my side. We got to get chometz out of our system. That is the yisoid of Pesach. We go around checking with a little candle. Gift sent to us by the Tells Yeshiva with the charoses. We take that candle, that feather, we're still trying to figure out what that feather's for. You tickle the guy next to you. And you go around and you check for that chometz of Yisrael. And people go hours and hours to get out that chometz of Yisrael. What's the inyan? You saw that Zvarim of Yisrael, of Yishmuz, is based on a Sephornoi of Yisrael. The Sephornoi, at the beginning of the parasha of Achoydesh as Elochem and Rosh Chodoshim, says Pshat, Achoydesh as Elochem Rosh Chodoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Moshe and Aaron in the Eretz Mitzrayim, as he said Davkin in Egypt, and says Achoydesh as Elochem Rosh Chodoshim. What's the Lochem, Rabbi Yisai? What's the emphasis on Lochem? Zok the Sfarnoi. Mikan v'eilech. Yiyu ha-chadoshim shalochem. La'aso ispohem kirtzoinchem. From now on, you have the ability to use your time for your own tzoinit. Whatever you have a rotten for of your desires, I will be mea shibu lo yoyu yimechem shalochem, I will hoyu la avoidas acherim ritzoinom. Till now, you did not have the ability to use your time for yourselves. Now, at 12 o'clock midnight tonight, chatzoy saylo, at midnight, exactly, you now become released from your bondage, and now you have the ability, HaChodesh HaZelochem, it's now in your hands. The Kitchen of Lochem, Lochotche, Ashonra, Kiboy, Hischem, Tzibuschem, Abachiri, you're now coming into what is Sephona, the ability to choose what you want to do, right or wrong. The Sephona is learning Pshat, that is Rosh Chodesh, it becomes your life, begins from today, and you have the ability to choose. You have the ability to use your time the way you want to use it. When you have the ability to decide what you're going to do the next moment, says the Sforner, that's cool, Lachem has now become yours. It now has become something to which I can now aspire for, I can now decide for, I can now move forward and accomplish with it. This is far is going on in the Nekuda of the Bechira. We want to take it a little different curve over here, a different look at it. The Yisoid of the Mitzvah of Achayis Lelochem Roish Chodoshem, that now it has become my Rosh Chodesh, that the Chidosh is, I'm in control of my time, in control of my life, to use it out to its fullest. Rosh Chodesh is that new month where this Chatshut sets in, that now I can decide to change, to renew, to make a new start, to make a new life for ourselves, Klal Yisrael, make a new life for each individual. The Yisoid of this mitzvah was so important to Klal Yisrael, for this is the Hakdomer Boisai to the receiving of Torah. If we want to understand, I always say, the mitzvah that preceded Matan Torah every year is the mitzvah of what we call Sviras HaOmer, to count days. What is the significance being that the mitzvah through which we approach the Matan Torah? Why the mitzvah of Svira? Obviously the preparation of the Torah process with Klal Yisrael did. But I always wanted to like to learn Poshut Pshat. That to a nation that appreciates their days, that they count each day, they make each day count, to them it's shayach to give a Torah. But if a person doesn't appreciate his life, he doesn't appreciate his time, he doesn't appreciate the use of time, to him, he has no purpose in accepting and receiving the Torah. Torah was given to a person who appreciates what Torah is, what appreciates that every second of the day or every possible time that he has, he can use out to the fullest by learning another word of Torah, by accomplishing in his learning that every word of Torah is 613 mitzvahs. That through his involvement in Torah every second, the schar is humongous, enormous. There's no end to the schar that he can be getting every second. Make the cheshbon 613, 613, it just adds up. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, to whom I'm going to give such a special gift? To somebody who's going to use it. To somebody who's going to understand the chashivas of time. To understand the chashivas of how much he can accomplish with his time. Who should I give it to? Only those who appreciate what a day means, what a week means, what a month means, and what a year means. HaChodesh HaZelochem Rosh Chodeshim is the first mitzvah, because this is the Hakdama to all of the mitzvahs. To appreciate the ability to use our time according to our will. Only Only someone who appreciates that could understand the chashivas of the mitzvah. For every mitzvah that he chaps, every mitzvah that he does, is tremendous reward, is tremendous accomplishment, is a tremendous koyach, strength through which he can change his whole essence. He can become a different person when he surrounds himself with mitzvahs. If he uses his time properly for the purpose of mitzvahs. And this was why HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to them dafke in Mitzrayim. For in Mitzrayim they understood not long ago. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Chatzoy's life is going to change. You're going to make that switch over from Avdei Paroi to Avdei Hashem. Because in Paroi's regime, under Paroi's rulership, you understood that he didn't give you a second. You were under the bondage of Paroi. You were under his servitude that every second he was doyrech. And as they're closer to the Geula, it was even more that you couldn't waste a moment. For if you didn't produce the amount that was supposed to be produced, if you did not produce those bricks, if you didn't work every second, Paro would have your head. Tichbar aleim avoyda, says Mishael Shishoyan. We learn from Paro the work of the Etzara is, don't let the person think, make him active every second. Paro's job. Paro understood, don't let them think they're going to act at every second, but I want to take that and say that was the Hakdama HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them. Now you're switching over. Apply that koyach. Apply that on that lesson that we understood that by Paro every second was precious. And now use it in your own choice, with your own free will, as the Sephardic says. Use it for Avodas Hashem. And I'm going to introduce you, dox you, into this avoida on Pesach night with so many mitzvahs that we have no second to breathe. Because you will appreciate and you will understand that every second is precious. The chab on the mitzvah. The chipozim. Chab.
Chab! Chab! Mitzvahs all around you. 64 tonight. If we chab.
If we use our time properly. Can walk away from Pesach with the understanding that every second is precious. Every moment in life should be precious. And that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was introducing them, teaching them in their first opportunity to do mitzvahs, to be involved in mitzvahs. B'chipazon.
Chab! Don't let the time go to waste! Don't waste your time! Limnoi shomeinu kenoida! Vinovi levav chokhmo! Says the Kapitel, Tzadik Aleph! Limnoi shomeinu kenoida! Vinovi levav chokhmo! You want to come to chokhmo! You want to come to the greatest understanding!
Limnoi shomeinu, count the days! Or better said, make the days count. Appreciate life. Don't waste your time. You only have a certain amount of time in this world. And we get older and you realize that so many hours are wasted. On what? Maybe the night started so young and it ended so old. Did the time just flew? We started off such an important conversation on how to make peanut butter skippy, crunchy. How do they get the nuts in there so well that when you put it in your mouth it just slides and you crunch it so nicely. And we ended up talking about the jelly. Second half of the night was for the jelly. I woke up in the morning, I just wanted to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It was so beautiful, that conversation. The night just passed, baby. We were discussing so many important, such an important thing. You can't believe how important it was. My grandmother, her off-sharing on her sheita last night, she invited all of us, a 7-hour party. Grandma Sally came out in Hanum Shekel. That was Osher last night. We all made a lechaya for Grandma Sally and the Shekel. It was so important, Rebbe, for me to be there to spend 7 hours. You don't know how much nachas I gave Grandma Sally. She went to sleep, but there was so much nachas she had. I stayed up talking about how she kept the shape on her head. There were so many bobby pins inside there. And we got to talk about bobby pins afterwards. How many bobby pins did it take to hold up a week? We had 7 different sheikahs. One held 7, one held 9, and the machlokas went on the entire night. Rebbe, time was of essence that night, that discussion. The biggest professors would have been proud of us, how we analyzed the bobby pins of Grandma Sally Shekel. Hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of life of us was wasting and wasting and wasting and wasting and wasting, going to the garbage. Taking his time, most precious thing in the world, Rabbi. Every other commodity, if you lose it, if it gets lost, you can always get another one. His beautiful watch. Uncle Bob gave me for my bar mitzvah. I watch. I Walt Disney watch. Keep quiet, Willie. We'll get you another $2 watch in the store. Those turnstile things, you know, I'll get you another one. Those baby watch. On the side of the time. Time goes to waste because he doesn't come back. Never! Gone the oil may add! 6 months in a bed! It's gone! What did he do? What happened to him? He wakes up like a bear! He hibernated the entire winter. How old am I today, Rebbe? I seem to have lost 2 years. But now my birthday is ready. 2 years of life. How much life does he have? 70 shana, 80 shana. The person gets a certain age, he starts to forget. He gets older, the younger years. The years when I got to shtayk. Hours of Beis Medrash, finished with Sefthas, about the Sefthas. Where is he? What's he talking about so important? How much of life can he sleep away? How much of life can he talk away for hours into the night? 4:30 in the morning. What do we come out with? Chazara tomorrow. We'll figure it out. Forgot what I talked about last night. Something to do with what we talked about the night before. It's the biggest Yetzirah, but it's the destruction. Avraham, Misara, Skanim, Bob, Ayomim, says Chazal, they came with their days, every single day was counted for. Everything was appreciated. Everything was used from a younger life. From his early youth, from time he was 3, and from Avinu, every single day was used out. And here we go ahead and we just take it and throw it in the garbage, and it never comes back. We say always the story of Yaakov Kamenetsky, when he called his son, Benjamin Kamenetsky, in, and he told him, I want to give you the most precious gift. He was a little boy, 13 years old, for his bar mitzvah. His father called him in and said, I want to give you the most precious gift I can give you. It's possible to give it this world. And Bianca called in the chair, he got on top of the oro and he took a box that was wrapped up. But Yaman thought it was, a small little gadget. He got all excited, he opened it up, and all he see inside, it's a watch. The Yomim told him, the Yomim told his son, it's the most precious thing a person can have. A watch to understand the chashivas of time. The Gedolei Olam understood what means time of Isaiah. And every second is precious. My Rebbe, a Scheinberg, Shlita, they always say over what he accomplished in the lifetime of Isaiah. In a lifetime. Unbelievable, a person that he always says over, he's not embarrassed to say he started out and he wasn't in a yeshiva the whole time until he was 12 years old, whatever, certain years. He was in public school and then they put him in yeshiva. Parents put him in yeshiva and then he went to New Haven yeshiva. He always said that I used to sell papers on Delancey Street, downtown East Side. I used to sell papers. I was like me and one of you. I remember I became the Gadol Hador, but it's an American boy. To become a Gadol Hador, mamish of Isaiah. To finish Shas by the time he's 19. And to go on to become a Pesach Hador and a Gadol Hador. I want to tell you about Isaiah. Me, a person that was Mishamish in many, many years. The number one ingredient of the Rishiva's success, of the Rishiva's godless, is the Rishiva of time, of Isaiah. Not to waste a minute. Every time is precious. His Gabbai tells the story, he said it over at a dinner recently, that Reb Scheinberg, one time, this Gabbai was traveling back to America, and he asked, the Shiva asked him, they should get him some soap. He didn't understand what he meant, what soap, why that could this. So he's told, I need ivory soap. That's ivory, the Isle, this, Irish Spring, why that could. I'll get you Irish Spring. No, no, I want Dafka Ivory. Ivory. So there you go, get Ivory. Kitzer, he can't win. Man, the serious nerves, he got the Ivory soap. He came back and he said, Rebbe, I brought you back and I worked hard to get you the Ivory soap, but you know, I'm Dana Rabbeinu, just please let me know. Can you tell me? I like to understand. And Sean would explain to him, lathers up quicker. It lathers up quicker. The few extra seconds with the soap, Rabbi Isaiah. To stay in the shower a few extra seconds. Who's thinking about that, Rabbi Isaiah? The guy there sitting there, 45 minute shower, Rabbi Isaiah. Singing all the different operas that you ever heard. Mama's a 2.5 hour. Ooh, that was a great shower. I feel very refreshed in that shower. 45 minutes he's there, Rabbi Isaiah. The whole Kinneret just dried up. From his shower, Rabbi Isaiah. He's in there, Mom is singing away, Rabbi Isaiah. Some beautiful songs that are so conducive to his learning, Rabbi Isaiah. He sounds like, I don't want to say why, there's a Shiloh from Kalish in there. The kids are, so he's singing all the beautiful songs after 45 minutes. What are you doing? 45 minutes in the shower, Rabbi Isaiah. 45 minutes! Okay, if I want to stay a little longer, you have to think about something, contemplate life's things, you know, Rabbi Isaiah. You don't have to say other places he stays in there. 2.5 hours he comes out. Oh, here he is. Every single magazine in the history of the world he read. He caused the Reader's Digest 37 times. Bow parody. That's not. How many Africans are in the jungle? Come on. I know Bow Parody. I was in there for 42.5 hours. Rolls and rolls. What are you doing there so long? Figuring out. This is the, you know, how the world's going to exist after 2010? How are we going to get Iran to stop the nuclear process? He's figured it out. Hours and hours of wasted time, Rabbi Isaiah. And a person can accomplish. How was it, Rabbi Isaiah? Didn't have the Masifta, not with the, what's it called, with the art scroll, with the English. They didn't have the new print, they had the old print, but today, you know, the guy takes this small man. That looks like ancient hieroglyphics. Get me that new Gemara with the dots in it. And these people finish shots 50, hundreds of times. They should find all these people. They had a good head. Do you know anyone a Bachman, regular Bachman, every Bachman Yeshiva, by his side. Every regular Bachman was finished shots, finished Masechtas all the time. You know, okay, I don't know if I'll be able to finish the Masechta this amount. It's only a 32 block. You know, with this amount of, you know, 2,000 days, it'll be hard to finish the 32 block. I'm going to have to rush it like the last week, like learn 31 block. I just wasn't able to learn a block. Like, in, you know, it took me like 17 months to learn that block. These people were finishing sechtes, uncommon sechtes, shas, yudias, every, what the charitable side. And they were sitting there, and they had time on their hands, they had, you know, I just want to wash your shirt. It was like a 2-hour process. Okay, let's go down to the river, take that shirt off, start scrubbing away, get some dirt off it. Here we go now, throw it into the laundry machine. And boom, you give it to the laundry guy. You got the laundry guy come. And we're boom, everything's taken care of. Quick, we have it all fast. What's the pshara? What is that? That time is precious. They use that time. Unbelievable. It was a Friday at Shabbos. When I end the week, there's hundreds and hundreds of plots. Thousands of plots. And the mice are accomplished and accomplished. It's the ikur. The ikur deterrent of a person shagging was his lack of hashivas of tzvah. And the stipler writes it. Because there's an equation, but it's begin to equations in the shmuz. There's the equation. This is written in Chazal. In Yazveka Yom Yomayim Azveka, in Yazveni Yom Yomayim Azveka, if you leave me for a day, if you waste your time, that's the only person needs the hours. That's all kosher yosher. We're not talking about a person needs to take a break. That's kosher yosher. He needs to do it. We're talking about just a guy who wastes his time. And he moves himself away from Torah to turn a distance from him. And they go in opposite directions. Chazal, I'll give you the mushroom. When a guy is walking this way, and the other one's walking that way, and they're walking this way, the further they go, the double the distance now. Because the Meister and Tzias is, the Torah leaves you if you leave the Torah. The Torah is very jealous. It wants you to stay with it. If you leave it, it leaves it. And then the guy wastes hours and hours. He wants to know. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't have anything to do the airport. He lived an entire winter's month. How is it Shabbat? Because that? Tell me how it's Shabbat. The guy did not hold me by finishing Soita. He went from Elor by this time. 50 blah. What did he do? What did he do? I'm not talking about a guy who's working hard and he has a difficult learning tomorrow. He's only doing 20 blah because of that. I'm talking about a guy who doesn't have that difficult. Where in the world? How is it Shayach? He's behind this. The Teretz is. He's not losing his time. So go out and get a job. What is he doing here? It's unbelievable how we throw it in the garbage bin. The most precious commodity in the world, that Shayach, is our life. Because time represents your life. Every day, every second that ticks away, is one step closer. One step closer to the day he leaves the world. Stop getting going back to earlier time. You get younger, get older. And you, once you lose, get a certain amount of years, that's it. He doesn't leave the world. So every second, every day, every month, every week, is another step closer. And a person doesn't think for a second about it. It just goes to waste. And then he wakes up one day and says, how can it be in 6 months? I can't believe it, Rebbe. How did it try? We just started this month. I don't understand. We're holding shtar already. 1 month to other of us. 1 month to other. How could it be? Where did the months go? And we found that those, Shom Shafron tells us to myself. One time the Mashkiach called him in and said, you Bachar, these Bechevan Bachar, are not using your time properly. You're wasting time. If you guys could actually be using out the whole star for its fullest, you should be learning much more down. You should be finishing so much more. And he made a cheshbon with them. Each and every one of you, he said. How many daf could you learn a day? We're not talking about the morning seder. He said he's doing Ian. Take the second seder, third seder. Omid, a blot. A blot's almost like a blot. Sometimes they do two blots. The kids, they go back. They hit cheshbon because they were just not using their time out properly. Their mamas could do thousands of blot. So Shom Shadron and Chabrusa got together. And they started, there's a suffix in the story, whether they started on Shvat or Teves, some hold Shvat. On every Seder, every Tesvav Nisan, from Shvat, was it about 3 months, they finished the entire Baba Basra, 176 blot. From then they started with the Chizuk, 4 times. 704 blot, Rabbi Zad, starting from there, Rabbi Zad. And they saw, Shom has his pet talking, he writes in the book of how many daf they can learn, 70 blot. Not even talking about that, Rabbi Zad. 1 blot, 2 blot, 3 blot a week. With chazores, how many people should be picking in the steps of learning? If they push it, use time now. But what happens? A person learns, maybe, barely, about 3 hours a day, 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day. Some better bottom, 6 or 7 hours. And they learn, basically, they get the omen, which is very good for all, whatever, each got a 3 hundred goes on. What happens on Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, the weekends are made for Michelob. And he gets into the weekend spirit.
What are you doing for Shabbos this week? We're going out. We're going out on a trip. We're going to take a trip, Rabbi Yisrael. And this trip's in my bed. I'm going to have a fairy tale trip. A cruise on the seven seas for 17 hours. I'm going to go all around the world. India, China, Afghanistan. I want to see it all this weekend in that bed, Rabbi Yisrael. 17 hours, 18 hours, 20 hours. Bagels, triple bagels, bialys, whatever it is, Rabbi Yisrael. You know, he's doing it up. And he's proud of Shabbos. Come on. How many hours did you sleep? I can get you slept 15 hours. Oh, you loser. 15 hours. I did 21 this Shabbos. 21 out of 24 hours. Beat me next week. I'll beat you. 24 out of 24. No problem. I'll do the Amshin of a sheet of Avdollah Tuesday. But I won't be up like the Amshin of a Rebbe. I'll just go straight. Sleeping from Friday till Tuesday. Unbelievable. Hours upon hours. We're not asking a voice that for 21 hours on Shabbos to learn. 1 hour, voice that. 15 minutes! Arabic for 15 minutes! Anybody out there? 15 minutes on a Shabbos for learning. But it held a child for a person to be matzliach in his learning when he wastes so much time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said, hold and gives Torah to the person who appreciates, who counts the days. Novi Levav Chochma, the Sphira is the counting of the days to show that you have marshaled time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Torah. But why should he give you Torah if you don't appreciate it? Tell me one reason. The Chaznish said, the Chazoy Nish said, when he's talking about the Hashimas of Zman, that the famous Maisa with the Gilgal, there was a Gilgal that was in a certain person or girl, whatever it was, a boy in Renadin. And they had to bring all Gilgals as a spirit that comes in, and the Hashim was doing crazy things, and they got a meeting together to take the Dibuk outside of this lady, this girl. And they came, and when they were busy trying to get it out, they asked the Dibbuk was a spirit from high. What is the Chavetz Chaim Nechshav in Olam Haba? What's the Hashimis? Is it his piety? Is it his beautiful pace? Is it his shachris? They said the one thing, the Machshav, the Chavetz Chaim in Olam Haba, is the Hashimis of time. Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz chayim. He loves the days. He's chofetz chayim. He's happy with life. He appreciates life. Every day the ability to accomplish. The chofetz chayim is nechshav not for his Torah, but his chashivos of zman. His chashivos of zman. The gedolim and anybody who became a gadol, Rabbi Yisrael, and any one of you. Want to become a gadol. The one ingredient for success is man. Is a chodesh as a lochem rosh chodesh. That when he asked, they wanted to buy the bachonim shoes. The bachonim asked, please not with any shoelaces. I don't want to have to take the time to make time to shoelaces. Get me slip-ons. Some bachonim hold that also. They come with their slippers. To be smashed, baruch shem. They want to make chayim. Slip-ons, please. No regular shoes with laces. I want to be able to just slip in and come to the Beis Medrash as soon as possible. Chashivos of every second. We don't understand what it means. We don't understand. Time slips by another year. We're 20. We're 21. We're 22. We should be bekin. In 4 or 5 Mesechtas, half of Shaddai, the stipend of his letter, says if a person was Mahal, he used 12 hours a day for learning, he mixed the cheshbon with the bathroom, and with the davening, and all the other things, he needed a day 12 hours, the Chavosan Zabba says. And the stipend says he used those 12 hours. God, every single bachur should become a gadol. He said every single bachur should finish Nashim Nezikin and say the Moyeg. In his Bachar years, 4 or 5 years, whatever the Bachar is, should finish it. if a youth decides 12 hours a day, the problem is the whole stipend says how many hours we truly learn, and in Mela we get lost. But if a youth decides 12 hours, every single one is going to be a God. What's the pshat of myself? The first mitzvah in the Torah, the Chodesh said, the Alochem, times are not like this. This is the lesson you have to learn. This is the soy of my sight, of all the mitzvahs. This is the soy of Kabbalah Satoyra. And this is how we can see success of my sight. How many times of my sight do we, in the middle of starting of my sight, we don't use it out to the fullest? Rabbi Isai, if you want a taste, if we want a taste, a little bit of oil in that bowl, or if we want to taste a little geschmack in the learning, it has to be smodo. It has to be the times used out. Not 3 minutes of learning, okay, wow, that was really a long time staying in the same place. See, I have ADD, DDH, HHD, acquainted in my doctor. I can't sit here for more than 30 seconds, so I sat for 3 minutes. This is a mace and a shamaya. I sat here, and I looked at the thing, and I got up for a coffee. And then I sat down again, and I got another coffee. I had so much caffeine in my system, I could stay up the next 4 nights talking about the peanut butter. One more coffee, and I'll take another lap around this medrash, and then I'll sit down to learn again. It's 5:30 already, man. I can't believe time flies when you're having fun. 5:30 already. I just came into Beis Medrash. Take out my phone, play a little snake. And then I'll call Aunt Sarah, tell her that she bought me some new shoelaces from West India. Those shoelaces I need. Oh, it's 6 o'clock. I can't believe time's wow, it's almost time for supper. I can't wait for schnitzel again. 7 o'clock, 5 minutes. Ooh, that was a great Seder. What word did we do today? Oh, Rava. That was great. We did Rava today. Tomorrow we'll do Omar. Wow. Exhilarating Seder. Unbelievable. Taste it for a minute, boy. You sit for 20 minutes straight, make a Kabbalah, a new Kabbalah. 20 minutes straight. An hour straight of just learning. Chazanish said that a person would learn for 3, 4, 5 hours straight, Ritzifos, a smother of every second being used, he would enter, the Chazanish writes, I suppose, that's not my Torah, he'd enter into a world that you won't fathom, the Geshmak, you'd be in Oilam Haba, the Oilam Hazeh. Mamish Chazanish writes that, Ritzifos, for hours and upon hours. Probably never get there. We never get to 15 minutes per Ritzifos. A person has to know if he uses this time properly, and the Yetzirah makes a big effort to stop it. If you make the Ritzifos in the learning, you're going to taste Geschmack and more Geschmack. Because of the Yetzirah, it works hard to stop that. But once you go on an hour, besides, you might have to find aces, put crazy glue on the seat. Can't be so heavy. Stuck to my pain. Maybe I have a scissor that cut me off the chair. Put some crazy glue on the chair and sit there for an hour straight, 2 hours straight on this. You'll taste eternity. Eternity! And you'll start to feel unbelievable. My time is being used. I'm tasting life! That world is death. I'm tasting life. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem! Zot the Svarnoi, now you can taste real life! With the opportunity to use your time for what you want to use it for. This is the scholar. This is the Hakdomo. To Kabbalah Satayim. Let us be Zoich. To use our time properly. To use it out to its fullest. To appreciate life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And if be Zoich of the Eiz Hashem. To Siyat Lishmaya. That's awaiting those who use their time to the fullest. Thank you.